You are listening to OmniTalk's Retail Daily Minute. Here are your day's top headlines.
Today's Retail Daily Minute is brought to you with the help and support of Ownit AI. Ownit AI helps brands and retailers win Google search by answering their shoppers' questions online. To learn more, visit ownit.co.
Headline one comes to us from CNBC. Foot Locker's unveiling of its Store of the Future concept marks a significant step in its efforts to rejuvenate its sales performance and reinforce its position in the retail landscape. The new store design, debuting in New Jersey, represents a departure from the traditional mall format. Featuring immersive layouts, designated areas for new sneaker releases, and customization options like specialized lacing. CEO Mary Dillon's lace-up strategy, introduced in 2023, prioritizes the revitalization of Foot Locker's store footprint, recognizing the crucial role that physical locations play in the company's revenue stream. With the majority of its sales generated from its extensive network of over 2,500 stores, Foot Locker aims to attract customers beyond mall settings and provide compelling reasons for sneaker enthusiasts to visit its shops rather than solely relying on brand websites or stores. Investments in remodeling and building new stores, totaling $242 million in fiscal 2023 and another $200 million planned for this year, underscore Foot Locker's commitment to enhancing its retail presence. The rollout of the Store of the Future concept across 900 store redesigns in 2024 and 2025 demonstrates a concerted effort to modernize and elevate the brand experience consistently. Enhanced brand storytelling and product displays in the new store concepts reflect Foot Locker's collaborative approach with its brand partners to deliver compelling retail experiences. Headline 2 comes to us from Reuters. Coca-Cola's recent $1.1 billion deal with Microsoft marks a significant expansion of their collaboration in cloud computing and artificial intelligence services. Under the five-year agreement, Coca-Cola will leverage Microsoft's cloud computing infrastructure and AI capabilities to enhance its operations and productivity. One key aspect of the partnership is the utilization of Azure OpenAI, a service that enables customers to develop AI-driven applications and chatbots using technology from OpenAI, the startup behind ChatGPT and backed by Microsoft. By jointly experimenting with Azure OpenAI, Coca-Cola aims to leverage AI-powered solutions to streamline various aspects of its business processes. In addition to Azure OpenAI, Coca-Cola will also explore Microsoft's Copilot offerings, a generative AI assistant designed to improve productivity by summarizing email discussions and assisting in creating business presentations. This initiative underscores Coca-Cola's commitment to harnessing generative AI tools to enhance efficiency and effectiveness across its operations. Moreover, the deal includes the expansion of Coca-Cola's use of Microsoft's Dynamics 365 software, which is tailored for sales professionals and competes with platforms like Salesforce. This expansion highlights Coca-Cola's ongoing investment in leveraging Microsoft's suite of software solutions to drive business growth and innovation. While the financial breakdown of the deal was not disclosed, it represents a substantial investment by Coca-Cola in adopting cutting-edge cloud and AI technologies to stay competitive in the evolving business landscape. Headline 3 comes to us from Retail Dive. Hasbro's first quarter results show a significant revenue decline of 24%, largely attributed to the sale of its eOne film and TV business. Excluding eOne, revenue still fell by 9%, reflecting industry trends and fewer closeout sales. However, the company reported a substantial improvement in operating profit, up over 500% from the previous year, and swung from a net loss to net earnings for the quarter. Hasbro's CEO expressed confidence in Hasbro's turnaround strategy, emphasizing the focus on high-profit partnerships leveraging iconic brands. Collaborations like Monopoly Go with Scopely have proven successful, generating over $2 billion in lifetime revenue and breaking records for mobile game downloads. Hasbro entered Q1 with significantly reduced toy inventory, down over 50% from the previous year, but remains optimistic about new product innovations and partnerships with large retail partners. A recent licensing deal with Playmates Toys for Power Rangers products is another strategic move aimed at driving growth and expanding brand presence. Chief Financial Officer Gina Getter highlighted that about half of the revenue decline is due to actions taken to improve profitability, with the remainder attributed to category trends. Hasbro anticipates a similar decline in Q2 but expects profitability to improve throughout the year as volume increases ahead of the holidays and cost-saving measures take effect. Despite the challenges, Hasbro maintains its annual guidance and targets significant cost savings by the end of 2025. The company has undertaken various initiatives to streamline operations, including the sale of eOne, job cuts, and SKU reductions. Additionally, Hasbro is experiencing a leadership transition with the resignation of Cynthia Williams, president of Wizards of the Coast and Hasbro Gaming. Williams' departure comes after 2 years with the company, signaling ongoing changes within Hasbro's leadership structure.
That wraps us up. This has been your Retail Daily Minute brought to you by Omnitalk. Be careful out there.